Good morning, South Florida. It's your girl, Super Cindy. Welcome to Community Matters. I hope you guys are feeling good this Sunday morning. Now, make sure you remember to follow us on Instagram at Community Matters 99. Also, make sure all our previous interviews, different conversations, because what Community Matters is connects you. Like, we're like the plug. We connect you to all types of organizations and programs that can help everyone in every walk of life and every situation. And we really try to spread the word on different things that can open your mind and lift your spirits up. And that's why it's on a Sunday to do that. So this morning we will be speaking. Oh, make sure all the previous episodes, you go to our website, 99jamsmiami.com. That's www.99jamsmiami.com for previous episode and previous resources. So this morning, we are speaking to the founder of Calla Cares Suicide Prevention Corporation, and her name is Diane Randall or Randell.
Good morning. Good morning, South Florida. Good morning, Super Cindy.
Good morning. So is it Randell or Rand? It's Randell, right?
It's Randell, yes.
Okay, I know how to read, girl. So, Diane, how are you feeling this Sunday morning? And thank you so much for joining us.
I am fantastic. I'm just happy to be a part of this.
Yes, we got to spread the word and educate our listeners and fill them in and encourage them. So that's why I'm really excited to be speaking to you this morning. So why don't you explain to the listeners briefly, what is Calla Cares Suicide Prevention Corporation? What is that?
Well, Calla Cares Suicide Prevention Corporation was founded in memory of my daughter, Nakayla Diane Lopez. And the reason why my organization began is because my daughter took her life in 2017.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. And because of that, I wanted to create a platform, you know, to circumvent or to help others suffering in silence, like my daughter was. The reason why I created this is because my daughter and I had a great relationship, Super Cindy, and I thought we were very close, and we are. But what I missed was the signs of her suffering. You know, she suffered from depression. I didn't know how severe the depression was. So basically, you know, I tried my best to, you know, just speak with her and keep her encouraged. But she took her life, as I said. And so, you know, after she took her life, it took a toll on me. And, you know, it really did. So because you're a parent, you blame yourself. And so what I didn't want to happen was to just let that just totally take me out, which it did for a while. It took me out. When I said it took me out, it broke me. So what I did, I said, you know what? She's gone. But how do I, you know, get past this? And how do I help others like her? And so this is how this organization was birthed.
That is, you know, we're going to speak about, you know, unfortunately, I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter, but so many people are suffering. And recently, a lot of people in the press have been suffering with suicide, suffering in silence, as you said, and resulting in taking their own lives. So what exactly does Calla Cares Suicide Prevention Corporation do? Like, what are some of the programs? And then we'll break down. Well, you know what? I'm going to rewind that. Why don't we first discuss, You had a close relationship with your daughter. What do you feel are some of the signs that, you know, because sometimes a lot of us say, oh, I feel so depressed today, or I'm feeling blah. And we just be like, girl, prayer, it's okay. Things will get better. And we don't really take it as serious. Was that the story of your daughter's situation? Or can you explain to the listeners?
Absolutely. It kind of is. But let me step back for a moment. Being a parent, you know, you think you give your kids everything that they need. And what I mean by that is, you know, we as parents, we try to give our kids everything. We try to give them, you know, a good, safe environment to grow up in. We provide, you know, coaching and understanding. But depression and anxiety is deep. And so even though, just like you said, we tell them to pray it out. And as we know, in our community, the Black community, everything we know to do is to pray. But there are other components that's definitely needed in addition to prayer. You know, if there are, there may be just, you know, depression and anxiety, but there also could be something that's going on that's a mental disorder. And so basically, sometimes it's very hard as parents to accept that there may be other things going on with their child that may be medical. And so with my daughter, you know, I knew she was in a relationship that was not the best relationship. So as a parent, you know, you coach your kids, you tell them things that, you know, don't be involved with anyone that's toxic. So, you know, again, as a mom, I tried to give her that and also the person she was involved with to sit them down and say, hey, you know what? This is toxic and it's not working. So perhaps you guys need to go ahead and, you know, just separate or perhaps even be friends. So basically, I gave that to both of them. Unfortunately, my daughter was young. The person that she was involved with was much older than her. So they had more life experiences than she obviously had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she perhaps tried to live up to that person's expectation. And basically, they took advantage of her just being so young and inexperienced. So basically, she was beaten up by, you know, just negativity. And she believed everything that this person was telling her about herself. And it wasn't true. My daughter was a very loving, kind soul. She would give you the shirt off of her back. And unfortunately, it resulted in her taking her life on 4/17/24. On 4/24/17, I'm sorry.
No worries. How did you find out? Did you get a phone call or how did you find out about your daughter?
Well, it was so unfortunate. And I'm so glad that I'm so connected in my community. And what I mean by that, you know, I have great friends. Dr. Thomas is definitely one of those people. You know, I have friends in the community and law enforcement. And so on that day, I got a call from the person that said something very bad had happened to Kayla. And I said, well, what do you mean something bad has happened to Kayla? And she says, you need to get over here. So long story short, I went over there. There was a yellow tape all around the perimeter of her house, of the house that my daughter was at. And my daughter, you know, she was laying out. So, you know, let me just step back. I called one of my girlfriends that's in law enforcement because I knew it was something very tragic, something very dark. And I said to her, because I knew I couldn't drive, I said, can you please come get me? And they're like aunties to my children. Yeah. I said, something has happened to Kayla. And she says, I'll be right there. So she picked me up. We went there. And as I said, you know, there was a yellow tape. And when you see a yellow tape followed by a yellow tarp, then you know that it's fatal. So I ran through the police tape and everything. They were trying to stop me. And I said, no, you guys got to let me through. And lo and behold, I saw my daughter laid out with a bullet in her head.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And you just said a few minutes ago, did she have siblings?
Yes, she does. I have two other daughters. We're all survivors, you know, and my God, my children were like devastated. We're very close. Her aunts, my best friends, just like I said, she has aunties that are not biological in our community. So, you know, we all love my daughter. And so, you know, I wish that my daughter knew how much she was loved by her family. I know she didn't take her life because she didn't feel love of her immediate family, me, her sisters, her aunts, you know, just people that really loved her. But the point is, Super Cindy, is this. When people are suffering or when people decide to take their lives in this matter, it doesn't prepare the survivors. Like, of course.
You guys are left there.
Yeah, we're left with so many questions, like what could we have done? And the guilt, you know, the guilt factor is the most crippling. So she left us with all of that guilt, especially me as a mom, because one thing, you know, when you visit my website and when I tell you guys about my website, the one thing, I've held many professional roles, but the role that I was most proud of is the role of being a mother. And yeah. So basically, like I said, this is how my organization was birthed. You know, losing my child made me committed to helping others suffering in crisis.
And you know, like I was just saying previously, that so many people are suffering in silence, but only really like the celebrities do you see that it's in the press, like Regina King's son recently, and the girl that was on Extra, Miss USA or Miss America, I think Chesley. It was Chelsea Chris.
Chesley.
Look at these people and think they have the most perfect life and why and this and that. And so many people are suffering in silence, as we said. I mean, does your organization like surround the families that are left behind, such as yours? Like, are there any services that you provide for the families, even if it's to sit down and talk to one another?
Yes, absolutely. A part of my website is that I have a community room, which, you know, we will be airing on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. to, you know, just gather survivors. And I don't want it just to be targeted to, you know, people that have lost loved ones to suicide. Anybody can join us. And basically what that would do is bring us all together so we feel like we're not alone. Because when this happened to me, you know, imagine, I mean, it's not like I lost my daughter to an illness. This was, you know, simultaneously, this was like, boom. And, you know, one day we're sitting next to each other, just like you and I are talking right now. And then the next day, you know, I go off to my daily routine and get a phone call like this. So it doesn't, you have no preparation for these types of things. And I understand because I am a survivor. So basically I can speak and understand, you know, the residue that this type of action leaves on family members, you know, and even within, like you mentioned Chesley, you mentioned Regina King. And let me just say this, a part of me going out and doing my crisis intervention coaching is to really talk to young people in our community. And I did a presentation that involved Chesley Chris. And just like you said, on the outside, this woman looked like she had it all. She was famous. You know, she had everything going for her. She had beauty. She had brains. She looks amazing. And she's famous. So in our minds, we would say, wow, you know, with all of this that this woman appears to have going for her, yet she decided that she didn't want to be here anymore. And in the manner in which she took her life, she plunged 60 stories. So that in itself lets us know as a community, we're missing something with the people in our society. And COVID might have propelled that.
Yeah.
You know, just the isolation of COVID, you know, that puts another spin or gambit on depression, you know. And it's kind of like you mentioned, Super Cindy, it's so taboo for us to talk about mental illness in the Black community. And this is why I feel like God has called me to go out. Right now, I have been getting booked to speak to students in aftercare programs and the range of people that, you know, I have gone out to speak to range anywhere from elementary school, high school. You know, I speak at churches in the community. So I'm getting booked to just go out and talk about it. And the fact that I'm being booked lets me know that there's such a great need for this in the community.
For your voice as well.
Exactly.
Before you keep going, what is your website? Because you mentioned it a few times. Let's give it out now.
Yes. My website is Kayla, and I know her name is a Spanish name. But the way we pronounce it is, her name is Nakala, but it's spelled N-A-C-A-L-A. So it's Kala. So my website is Kala Cares with an S, suicideprevention.org.
All right. So that's Kala, C-A-L-A, Cares, C-A-R-E-S, suicideprevention.org, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you just said that you're in demand of, you know, speaking to different scenarios, schools, you know, I think you need to go to workplaces, just everywhere, because especially now with the pandemic,
absolutely,
inflation, the cost of things, just the absolutely way this world is twirling around in such chaos, and everyone has to fake it like they're good and everything is all good when exactly they're really not. Like, so let's break down some of the services that your organization, Kala Cares, offers.
Well, some of the services that we offer is definitely, and let me just put this out there, I'm not a medical doctor. What I am is a crisis intervention coach. So my services include, you know, my approach is holistic. Basically, you know, speaking to people, providing meditation, you know, and providing coaching, counseling. But the way the platform is set up, you know, it's just a way that anyone can feel comfortable. And it's definitely anonymous. I have clients that are professional people. And just like you said, let me just go back. It's not limited, but basically what happens to me or what has happened to me, I have spoken at municipalities as well. So what happens is I'm there talking to the youth, and I'll get people, you know, adults that come to me privately, call me and say, hey, I need help. And I'll say, okay, you know, how old is your child? And they say, no, it's for me. So again, this is just a testament to, just like you said, everyone, you know, and let me just go back again. In our community, and when I speak to the kids, especially our young Black males, you know, it is so taboo for us to show weakness. We've always been told, never show weakness, never show weakness. Because, you know, weakness is a sign of, you know, something's wrong with you. And that is definitely not the case. It is okay to, you know, to say I'm not okay.
Exactly.
And that is the message that I promote the most. The way I deliver my information is, the first thing we do is to say to each other, hey, you're okay. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. You know, you're okay and you're going to be okay. So again, some of the services that we provide at Kala Cares Suicide Prevention is just, you know, a room where, you know, yoga, breathing, meditation. If you know anything about meditation, you know that it takes discipline to really just close your eyes and disconnect from everything that, you know, you're around or whatever. I mean, jobs bring upon stress, goals that you set for yourself, and you may not be hitting the goals in the time frame that you set to hit these goals. That brings upon anxiety, you know, maybe testing or maybe being bullied or, you know, anything of that nature can cause you to feel like you're a failure. And so through meditation, yoga, you know, all of these things, you know, we teach you how to just let go of the day to day and live in the present. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. The next 5 minutes is not promised to any of us. And so that's the approach that I tell people. Learn how to be okay with where you are right at this second. Right at this very second. Don't worry about 30 minutes from now. Just let's make sure you're okay in the present. And so basically what I'm teaching my students is just to be okay in the present moment. Just to know that you're okay exactly where you are. Where you are is where you are supposed to be in this moment. Set goals, but set realistic goals. So when you know, to make them obtainable for you to reach that goal. And once you've conquered that goal, let's go ahead and get to the next goal. So I teach them that by, you know, giving them books. You know, you would not understand, or I don't want to say you would not understand, but just simple things like coloring books, you know, coloring lets you be free and brings you back to happy moments in your childhood. Because we know when we were children, we didn't have all of these, let me say, gadgets. Environmental stresses.
Yep.
So that's the approach I take. I take a very, very simple approach in helping, you know, all of the people that I encounter to be the best that they can be where they are at this present moment.
Have you noticed, like with social media, that speaking that you speak to young people, that social media has definitely had an effect on suicide rates and how people feel down on themselves because they're not living their best life as everybody on IG?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you segued into that. Social media is, you know, it's good if you're mature enough to know that it's entertainment. However, our youth don't understand that it's just entertainment. And if you look at our youth today, like you and I, you know, Dr. Thomas, we understand that, you know, there are, you know, how do you say, steps to get to the next level. These kids they want the microwave effect. They want it
right
now. They want it now. And let me just go back to the parents, because everything begins in the home. You know, today in our society, you know, parents are so busy trying to just put food on the table. And I'm definitely not blaming them for that. But there is not any structure in the home right now where we eat together. So when we eat together, and we know when you eat, you feel good. Like when you gather at a gathering, every gathering that I've been to, you always have food, you know. So basically people loosen up and you get to talk. When my children were coming up, I tried to provide all of these components to them to feel that they have a safe place, you know, to talk about anything. And unfortunately, in our society, the demand is so much on just providing. And in our society, there's, you know, most of our household, you know, is made up of a single parent. And not all the time, but most of the time it's just with a mother that's trying to provide all of these things to make the child a healthy, thriving member of society. And so with them being so busy, they're focused on the providing. They're not focused on the
staying healthy and alive and with a roof over your head and things like that.
Yeah. And again, I applaud them for that. But there's so much more into that. And let me just get into this. There's so much that our children are dealing with how they look. When I look at the young ladies today, you know, they're more into their looks than, or the parents is more into providing the Jordans, the making sure that they have the latest hairdos and everything. But what they're missing is what's intrinsically affecting their kids. Like, you know, yeah, they look good on the outside. I look great on the outside when I visited Dr. Thomas in her office. But I was falling apart on the inside. And that's what we're missing with our children. Yeah, they look good on the outside because they don't want their parents to say, well, what's wrong with you? Or suck it up or get over it. You know, you're stronger than that. And no, they're not. They're children. They're not stronger than that. We're not even stronger than that. We're all, you know, suffering in silence from something. And that's the piece or the component that's missing. You know, in our community, we need to tell our kids, hey, you know, I support you. And when I mean support you, go to a football game, go to a cheerleading practice. When that child is performing, make sure that you clear your calendar to be there, because that's what they're missing. And that's why they get on social media to get the likes, because
to get the attention.
Exactly.
They want time.
They want time, Super Cindy. Exactly. And that is the piece that we are missing. And the signs are there. I talk about the signs, Super Cindy, in telling or teaching parents, teaching teachers, leaders, pastors, that when we see our children in the community and it's 95 degree weather outside and these children have on hoodies, that's because they're hiding that they're cutting. They're cutting, they're self-mutilating, they're doing a lot of damage to themselves, and we're missing that. Even as parents, and you live with your kids every day, that's the piece that we're missing.
You know what? I am, like, I I'm so sorry because we're out of time, but I do want everyone to get all the information that they can, Diane. I want all of you to visit Kala, C-A-L-A, Cares, suicideprevention.org. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, because suicide is very rampant right now in our community. So there is help for you. And Diane, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you for having me hang out.
Thank you. This episode was produced by Dr. Delvina. I'll talk to you soon.